Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The seed is the word of God, Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood there along the shore, and he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "Sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. When the sun rose, it was scorched and withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced rich fruit, 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Immediately following this passage in St. Matthew, Jesus gives a homily that explains exactly what it means. So I'm not going to do that, because he already did it. When I taught preaching, I would tell the boys, this one passage, don't ever try and preach on it. Jesus told you exactly what it means. Sit down. I will, however, say a word about St. Lawrence of Brindisi. So when Bishop Johnson was made bishop a year and a half ago or whatever, part of me began to feel old, and that's because he was a professor of mine when I was in college. Then last week, a classmate of mine got named a bishop, and I didn't feel so much old as frustrated. Okay. No. The point here is, when people we know succeed, we like to go back and say, "I knew him when," right? "I knew her back before." Now, when they're actually around, oftentimes it's more to poke them. "I changed your diapers," right? But when other people are around and they're not, we want to associate ourselves with the person who's done well. St. Lawrence of Brindisi is basically just a kid who did really well. And to be perfectly honest, I can't figure out why they left him on the calendar, because he was one of those saints that by all rights we should have forgotten about in the 70s because the people thought that they weren't important. There's nothing especially notable about him, except that he was a really good priest who was successful in the course of his life and then died. He left a few books. I've never read any of them. I don't think I know anyone who's ever read any of them. They're kind of boring and not very good. But at the time, they excited somebody who read them and wrote them again, because this is before the printing press. The point is, right, that what it means to be successful in the spiritual life isn't that you're the one that people always say, "I remember when." In fact, sometimes being a saint is the surest sign that the people, at least immediately after you, will not say that. Or if they do, it won't be in kindness. When I was assigned to the parish in Denver, I lived in the neighborhood that Mother Cabrini had lived in when she was out in Denver. And if you ask the old people that could remember her about Mother Cabrini, they would tell you about her knocking door to door to beg food from their parents and the Italian racial slurs that people would use against the nun that lived up the hill. Later on, I visited San Giovanni Rotunda, where Padre Pio lived, and I met some of the brothers who were old enough to remember him. And I was shocked to hear them swear whenever they would use his name. And I asked, "Why are you using that word?" And they said, "Huh, you'd be a grump too if you had to walk around with holes in your feet all the time." sanctity doesn't equal likability. It doesn't even equal memorability. I think the best that we can hope for with real authentic sanctity is that we accomplish what we prayed for in the collect, that we would know God's will, and by the intercession of the Virgin and all the saints, accomplish it.